all around social media, you may have noticed a lot of content that's trying to sell you mental health services.
I want to remind you how important it is to get the high-quality mental health care that you deserve.
If you're a student, sometimes ADHD looks like not completing your assignments.
Can I tell you about how many times I've been bullied because of my neurodivergent tendencies?
I know life hasn't been easy lately, but know that you are not alone, no matter how lonely it feels. Know that you are deserving of help.
These videos are from a company called Cerebral. It's a telehealth startup that focuses on mental health. And one key to its success?
They're prescribing Adderall, which is a Schedule II controlled substance, according to the DEA, due to its high potential for abuse. Schedule II is the same category as OxyContin, as Vicodin, as cocaine even. So you want to be careful who you prescribe these stimulants to.
That's our colleague Rolf Winkler. And he says recently there have been mounting concerns that Cerebral has not been careful enough. Over the last couple months, Rolf spoke to current and former Cerebral employees who said they were uncomfortable with the company's prescription practices.
Are people getting powerful drugs that shouldn't be getting them? And access to drugs that can be abused too easily? That's the question. Are people getting diagnosed with ADHD that don't actually have ADHD?
Cerebral says controlled substances are appropriate treatment for many conditions, and that the company works to ensure that its policies and procedures for prescribing such drugs are medically appropriate and comply with the law. In recent weeks, Cerebral has been sued by a former executive. Its preferred pharmacy said it would stop filling Adderall prescriptions, and federal prosecutors are investigating. And now, Cerebral has stopped prescribing Adderall to new patients. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Friday, May 13th. Coming up on the show, the Silicon Valley startup that got big while prescribing Adderall and why it's now pulling back.
This episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. Washington Wise from Charles Schwab is an original podcast that unpacks the stories making news there. Listen at schwab.com/WashingtonWise.
Cerebral was founded in 2019 in San Francisco by a business school graduate who had an idea about online mental health care.
And their goal was, well, you know what? We can do more than therapy. Online telehealth right now is a lot of therapy, is psychiatrists seeing people. We want to try to prescribe medication.
Cerebral started out offering online treatment for mental health conditions like depression, anxiety, and insomnia. But it didn't treat ADHD.
When it comes to ADHD, you talk to psychiatrists, and psychiatrists will tell you, look, a good, proper ADHD evaluation is going to take 90 minutes at the least, sometimes 3 hours. Sometimes it's going to involve calling your family, calling your spouse, calling your parents to make sure, you know, did these symptoms, lack of focus, other related issues, were they happening before age 12? Because that's something the diagnostic manual for psychiatrists says has to be the case for you to have an ADHD diagnosis. So they want to do a very thorough interview process because, you know, they've got to eliminate other things that could present similarly.
While conditions like depression can be treated with drugs that have low potential for abuse, ADHD can require more addictive ones, like Adderall.
And by the way, and we should say this up top, Adderall, it's a controlled substance due to its potential for abuse, for sure. But experts, psychiatrists will tell you, people who are properly diagnosed with ADHD do benefit from treatment with stimulants. It's the first line, it's what they call a first line treatment for it. You can benefit greatly from those medications, the psychiatrists say.
But then things changed. The pandemic happened.
Nobody can go see their doctor. We're all stuck at home. Telehealth is now open for business. and it became, as you know, very widespread. Everybody was seeing their doctor over Zoom. It just became the thing.
So the federal government relaxed some of its rules related to Schedule II drugs like Adderall.
All of a sudden, you could treat ADHD online. You could diagnose and treat it without the one in-person requirement. That enabled companies like Cerebral to start doing more controlled substances online.
So Cerebral took that opening. It added ADHD to its treatment plan, and it started to prescribe Adderall. It wasn't alone. Other telehealth companies did the same thing. And these companies say they're filling a need in the U.S., where demand for mental health services outstrips supply.
Putting it online simplifies it, right? You absolutely increase access.
And so what does this do to Cerebral's business?
Well, it supercharges it.
Okay, so walk us through kind of step by step how a new patient could get an Adderall prescription on Cerebral.
A new patient might see an advertisement on TikTok or Instagram that says, are you suffering from ADHD, these possible symptoms? Come get evaluated. And they could click through to Cerebral's website, you sign up quickly, and they'll have you do typically a survey, and it has you answer a few questions like, do you have problems focusing? And if you say very often for enough of the questions, then you get connected to a nurse practitioner, and that nurse practitioner will review your survey, will ask you some other questions, and will prescribe the medication they think is appropriate.
Once Cerebral gets patients into its system, it charges them on a subscription model. Its lowest level charges $85 a month for patients to get their prescriptions delivered. Typically, Cerebral doesn't fill prescriptions, though. That's handled by pharmacies. And this has been a successful business model. People Rolf spoke to estimated that the company brings in revenue of more than $150 million a year.
So you're paying $80, and the nurse practitioner who's seeing you is getting paid, say, $25 to do a follow-up visit with you. So $80 minus $25, that's your gross profit, right? So you're making a lot of money on each patient. Take a lot of that profit, reinvest it in online advertising, people typing in ADHD or Adderall or things like that on Google, or in ads on Instagram and TikTok. Get more ads, then that's how you generate more people coming through the door, right? Get more subscribers for your business.
But that online advertising has also gotten the company in some trouble.
They have been marketing online very aggressively on social media. You'll see, do a search for ADHD in TikTok or in Instagram, and then you'll get flooded with ADHD ads saying, do you suffer from some of these symptoms, lack of focus, etc.
Happy, sad, happy, sad. And if your emotions change the way my likes do, you should check out Cerebral.
Some of the ads show pills, Adderall pills being held up. And as a, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, you can get your Adderall from us. They were criticized for this back in January of this year. Some articles were written noting, for instance, that Cerebral had ads up that were connecting obesity with ADHD. Do you struggle with overeating? Are you fat? Maybe you've got ADHD.
Instagram pulled some ads after the criticism, and Cerebral formed a clinical review committee to vet its digital advertising. The company says it recognizes, quote, mistakes it has made with respect to its advertising. But it wasn't just the advertisements that came under scrutiny. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
When Cerebral started prescribing controlled substances, Rolf says some of its workers voiced concerns.
when they said they were going to do that, some nurse practitioners on the platform said, well, huh, what if I don't feel comfortable doing a controlled substance online? Moreover, the regulations that are making this possible, allowing us to do controlled substances without in-person visits, those could go away when the pandemic ends. So do I want to put people on a drug now that I may no longer be able to prescribe for them later when these regulations revert? They were reluctant.
Rolf spoke to nurses who had worked or are still working at Cerebral, and they raised concerns about how patients rated them on the app.
Some of the people coming in are malingering for drugs. That was the word that one of our sources, she's in our story, talked about. She said all day everybody, people were asking for Adderall, and she actually had to do battle with them. And the way the system is set up is they have reviews kind of like Uber drivers. They get a rating, you know, 1 to 5 from the client. Do they like you? And when you think about this, the problem is, as the nurse practitioners say, they say, look, I'm not an Uber driver. I'm supposed to be able to say no to you. It's my job to decide what I think is actually the best treatment for what I believe you're suffering from based on what you're telling me.
But nurses told Rolf this pressure wasn't just coming from patients. They said it felt like the company was also pressuring them. Around the end of last year, nurses started getting audited. Documents showed Cerebral higher-ups began questioning why nurses weren't prescribing more Adderall and instructed nurses to either change the diagnosis or switch their medication.
And they viewed this as not acceptable. The nurse practitioners I spoke to, they said, look, it's my license. I decide what I'm going to prescribe my patient. You don't tell me what I'm going to prescribe. That's inappropriate. And they felt like that amounted to pressure on them to prescribe a stimulant.
Cerebral has denied putting pressure on staff to prescribe medication, and it said it hasn't disciplined any nurses for refusing to do so. These nurse practitioners also said they felt uncomfortable diagnosing ADHD in Cerebral's standard 30-minute online sessions.
One of the topics of discussion was appointment times. ADHD is more complicated. Maybe we should think about doing 45-minute evaluation appointment times for people who come in complaining of ADHD, as opposed to our regular half-hour appointment times. This is a more complicated condition. Let's give it a little bit more time for our clinicians to diagnose.
Cerebral didn't take the suggestion to lengthen appointments.
One, it's going to change our scheduling system, which is based on 30-minute appointment times, and it costs more money. We're not going to do that. The company didn't dispute that. We've asked the company about that. The chief medical officer said he could neither confirm nor deny that 45-minute appointments were discussed at the beginning.
Cerebral said its clinicians aren't required to reach a diagnosis in a half hour, and they can schedule an unlimited number of appointments. At the same time that some of Cerebral's own nurses were raising concerns, some pharmacies were blocking or delaying Adderall prescriptions that were coming in from Cerebral. In late April, Cerebral's preferred pharmacy, a company named TruPill, stopped filling prescriptions for Adderall. TruPill said the move is temporary. Cerebral said the TruPill pause in prescriptions was due to industry-wide confusion around the changes in telehealth regulations and policies. Also in April, a former Cerebral executive sued the company, accusing it of mismanaging patient prescriptions.
In a nutshell, he is alleging that the company prioritizes a metric called patient retention. The same way a newspaper business might. We want to make sure that we retain the newspaper subscriber. We want them to keep subscribing month after month, right? So Cerebral is interested in doing that too to maximize its own revenue. And when people were on, for instance, ADHD patients were prescribed Adderall for ADHD, they were more likely to stick around longer. And so he alleges that the CEO said, okay, put more people on Adderall.
In a statement, Cerebral said that the claims in the complaint are not true, and the company denies them in all respects. The company also said it plans to defend itself against, quote, these false and unfounded allegations. Then last week, Cerebral said it had been subpoenaed as part of a federal investigation into possible violations of the Controlled Substances Act. The company says it will cooperate with the investigation and that it hasn't been accused of violating any law. Amid all this, Cerebral is still treating patients. But earlier this month, it announced it will stop prescribing Adderall for new patients.
What's happening is this is a company that was growing really quickly and now has to take stock, has to slow down and take stock and figure out, is there a better way to do things? They'll still treat ADHD, but they'll do it with non-stimulant prescriptions like Wellbutrin, for instance. They will still continue to treat their existing ADHD patients with stimulants, with the medication they're currently on, but new patients coming in the door, no longer eligible for Adderall or similar stimulants.
Will this have a chilling effect on access to mental health services for some patients?
That's a good question. It certainly means that the ease with which people are able to get a diagnosis for ADHD and a prescription for Adderall or another stimulant, that is harder, right? There's a reason that we do put up guardrails. There are legitimate questions about whether those guardrails maybe prevent some people from getting medication they need. A lot of ADHD patients will tell you, it is a pain for me. And that's a question that we should be asking too. Are those guardrails too much? It gets a little tricky in healthcare, which is highly regulated, and highly regulated for a lot of reasons. That a lot of those reasons are meant to make sure that patients get the best quality care, or that corners, important corners that shouldn't be cut, don't get cut.
That's all for today, Friday, May 13th. Additional reporting in this episode by Sarah Nassauer and Joseph Walker. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Your hosts are Ryan Knutson and me, Kate Limbaugh. The show is produced by Annie Baxter, Catherine Brewer, Shyla Duff, Pia Godkari, Rachel Humphreys, Brendan Klinkenberg, Matt Kwong, Annie Minoff, Laura Morris, Afif Nasuli, Enrique Perez de la Rosa, Sarah Platt, Aaron Randall, Alan Rodriguez Espinosa, Pierce Singy, Mark Sovel, Catherine Whalen, and Victoria Whitley Berry. Our engineers are Griffin Tanner and Nathan Singapak, with help this week from Marcus Bagala. Our theme music is by So Wiley. Additional music this week from Peter Leonard, Catherine Anderson, Bobby Lord, Emma Munger, Nathan Singapak, So Wiley, and Blue Dot Sessions. Fact checking by Nicole Pasulka and Sky Patterson. Thanks for listening. See you Monday.